This story is all too common. Someone from a small town wants to become famous. They either want to be a famous movie star or a famous sports figure, a politician, someone who we would deem successful, and they do whatever it takes to succeed. Yes, they took some shortcuts along the way, but ultimately, it's about becoming successful, doing the things that they feel like they need to do so that they get their pictures on the magazines. All the articles on the news shows are about them. They star in the latest, greatest summer blockbuster. They get the next seat and become more powerful in the halls of Congress. And then when you take a peek behind those closed doors, you find out that they're really not the people that we should be setting up on the pedestal as fine examples of success. So what happened? I think that somewhere along the way, they've fallen in love with, you know, the trappings of success, the fame, the people, the adulation, the celebrity of it all, able to do and say and have anything they want, any time they want. Now, if this is a person of integrity, someone who's trying to be successful and bring people up and help people along the way with the goal of becoming a better person, that's part of the success journey, then those people usually worry more about who they are becoming and less about the things that they have. But all too often, when people get into high-ranking areas, people that have power, people that have authority, it sometimes goes to their head, and they are successful on the front cover, but behind the scenes, they're horrible people. So how do we make sure that we safeguard ourselves from that? I think that the focus must always be what you become. It's less about what you have. You know, if you want to be successful, be successful. Work really hard. Do everything that you can to achieve the goals that you set out for yourself. But too many times, gurus, these self-help people, these people who sell success courses, focus on the stuff. The you want to be successful, you need to have the house, the cars, the yachts, all of those things, money in the bank, all of those things are important, but they never focus on who you become. When you have these things, they say, you will be happy, you will be healthy, you will be satisfied. I tend to disagree. I think that if you focus on becoming a better person, understanding better your place in the entire world, understanding how to be a better person in relationships, understanding your real relationship with the authority that you're given, the truly successful person utilizes their celebrity, their fame, their authority to bring more people up. Don't focus so much on the things. The things will come, if they come at all. Be a better person. That's when you truly become successful. That's when you really understand your place in this world. That's when you can do the most good. You want to be happy, you want to be healthy, you want to be satisfied with the life that you live, the life that you have. Focus on you. Focus on being a better person. Not just focus on everything is all about you. Focus on being better. Understanding when people are hurting around you that you need to help them. Understanding that there are causes that you need to take up on behalf of other people. Understanding that not every little thing needs to revolve around you. But if you're in a better place, you're in a better place to help other people. I hope that inspires you. I hope that gives you something to think about. Focus on being better each and every day. Come find me over at johncdonahue.com every weekday at 6 p.m. at facebook.com/johncdonahue. I do a last call. It's a great way to unwind and kind of decompress from the day and really prepare for the next day. I hope that this helps. I hope that inspires you. And guys, I hope that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome and focus on who you become, you truly will be.